complicated world. It may sound absurd, but simple little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit or standing at the brink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that away. And slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that away. And slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that away. All she's gotta do is just to give me that away.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durant, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durant.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Just in time for the Thanksgiving rush, service workers at Charlotte Douglas International Airport are on strike. The walkout over pay. The workers who clean planes and remove trash say they aren't making a living wage. Donald Trump's choices for his new cabinet are complete. Among the picks, a couple of TV personalities, some vaccine research skeptics, a former Democrat, a wrestling executive, and several traditional Republicans. A public lottery is being held to find out who will get seats inside the courtroom for a Los Angeles hearing involving the Menendez brothers today. ABC's Alex Stone.
This only goes on when there is a really big case, and this is one of those cases. Even though we may be in a pretty procedural hearing, still they've got to do it.
ABC's Alex Stone in L.A. The brothers killed their parents in 1989. They're trying to get their sentence of life in prison without parole reduced. Thousands of supporters of Pakistan's imprisoned former Premier Imran Khan are defying a lockdown. They're protesting in Islamabad. This is ABC News. Remembering a titan of the game show world.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Charlie. Oh, welcome to Wheel of Fortune.
He was a game show fixture for decades.
Here's our host, Chuck Woolery.
Over the weekend, Chuck Woolery dying at the age of 83. His decades-long career included hosting Love Connection, Scrabble, and even taking a spin at Wheel of Fortune in 1975, years before Pat and Vanna.
So I'm going to have the Wheel of Final spin of the day.
Woolery was inducted into the TV Game Show Hall of Fame in 2007.
That's ABC's Lana Moise. Deadline for tens of thousands of restaurants in New York. Friday's the last day they can keep up those pandemic-era wooden outdoor sheds next to their indoor spaces. And Wicked leaving moviegoers spellbound over the weekend.
Don't be afraid.
The film adaptation of the popular Broadway hit took in about $114 million in domestic and box office sales. This is ABC News.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. On WISN-TV's Upfront Sunday, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said the man he hired to conduct a review of the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin, former state Supreme Court Justice Mike Gabelman, went off the rails while conducting the investigation, which failed to uncover any actionable election malfeasance. The man convicted in a 2023 drunk driving crash that killed four siblings in Wyawega is sentenced to 37 and a half years in prison. The blood alcohol content of 48-year-old Scott Farmer was more than four times the legal limit to drive. The crash killed the siblings, ranging in age from 9 to 25, just before Christmas of last year. And you can help fight food insecurity through the Department of Natural Resources Deer Donation Program, which helps stock food pantry shelves with ground venison from donated deer. Those interested in donating harvested deer can find a full list of instructions on the DNR's website.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
The end-of-season sale is November 25th through the 27th at Dairy Queen of Durand. Stock up on Dilly Bars and Buster Bars. Dairy Queen of Durand will have frozen cakes on sale November 27th on a first-come, first-served basis. Steve and the staff at Dairy Queen want to say thank you for a great season. Dairy Queen of Durand will close for the season Friday, December 13th at 2 p.m. Stock up on your favorite Dairy Queen treats at Dairy Queen of Durand, where happy tastes good.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few rain and snow showers this morning, then cloudy and breezy all day today with falling temperatures. We're going to drop into the mid-20s by later this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, breezy 17. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 31. If you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Just about a mile off of 109, there's a little church sitting back in the pines. I promised that girl she was gonna be mine. I wouldn't be surprised if she was standing there crying. Oh, oh, I didn't know a burnout Ford could go so slow. Oh, oh, you got to put your foot down on the floor. Yeah, we've been rocking all night, but don't you know, you got to get me to the church on the Cumberland Road.
Cumberland Road.
just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way. Just beyond the eye, it goes running through the soul like the story's told of old. Old man, he and his dog that walked the old land. Every flower touched his cold hand as he slowly walked by, weeping.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
She was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming her back and laughing out loud. Where the smoke's so thick, the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care. If they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd. It'll dawn on me tomorrow, wherever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight, let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud. Where the smoke's so thick, them blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care. If they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd. Yes, yeah.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And David Lee Murphy and Party Crowd here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid-30s across the region, areas of rain and snow as well. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. It looks like it's going to be a pretty quiet week, and we'll have details on that this hour. Also this hour, we'll be chatting with Kenneth Hartman. He's the new president of the National Corn Growers Association. We'll have that interview coming up during our newsmaker segment. Well, it's the final week of November, and that means we will be doing another Dairy Farm Family Spotlight with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin this week. And all this week, we'll be chatting with Scott and Brittany Olson of Berglund Farms up near the Dallas area in southern Barron County. And so we'll kick that off later on this morning at about 9:10 here on WRDN. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Betty, U.S. milk production remains slightly above a year ago level, up 0.2% in October, primarily due to increasing cow numbers.
Milk production in October summed to 18.7 billion pounds, and third month in a row of year-on-year increases. Surprisingly, the U.S. dairy herd has returned to growth. So in October, there were 9.365 million cows. And that's the first time we've seen year-on-year growth since May 2023. They're adding cows in Texas and Kansas as more cheese-making capacity comes online there. We did see a slight increase, too, in milk per cow versus prior year, so that certainly helped as well. But really, it was just amazing production out of Texas. They were up 8.8%. The herd there is the biggest it's been since 1958. So as we look at the regionality of all of this, we really saw strong growth from the Plains and Mountain West states. However, I'm kind of ignoring the elephant in the room, which is California. So we know that avian influenza has impacted that state, and we really saw that in October's milk production numbers. In California, the largest dairy state, milk production dropped 3.8%. And the herd actually declined by 1,000 head from September to October, which kind of goes against the rest of the country where growth was flat or up. Milk per cow was also down pretty significantly, hitting its lowest mark since, I think it was September 2017 is what I came up with. So really impacting the cows out there.
We also got a report on China's October dairy imports, which were down 12.3%, though China was busy buying product in last week's global dairy trade auction and the Pulse event before that.
October imports just continue to kind of drag. Skim milk powder imports were down 53.1% year over year, and then whole milk powder imports were down 15.8%. We are hearing reports that whole milk powder inventories are dwindling in China, and so that may be why we're seeing more buying from them. And then there were some adjustments to their herd earlier in this year, the milking herd getting smaller and some culling happened. So you never know, we may see some picked up demand from China again here in the future. But as far as October goes, another month of year-over-year losses in terms of dairy imports.
Thank you, Betty. Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
If our book had been written 30 years ago, a chapter dedicated to miracles attached to giving hugs would not have been in it. I was a strong introvert and had a safe zone of about 3 feet. Three incredibly important people entered my life. I watched how they interacted with people, and love, kindness, respect, and value just seemed to flow out from them to every person they would meet. And of course, a hug was included, whether you wanted one or not.
People are what is most important on this earth, and hugging helps send that message. There are numerous health benefits to hugging, but it will require action to receive them. And something as simple as hugging can make all the difference.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
The deadline for organic dairy growers to apply for USDA's Organic Dairy Marketing Assistance Program is now extended, as we hear from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
Organic dairy producers considering enrollment in USDA's Organic Dairy Marketing Assistance Program. You now have more time to do so. According to Farm Service Agency Assistant Deputy Administrator Kimberly Graham,
the initial sign-up period was 60 days, but we did extend the sign-up period to December 13th due to just ensuring that we reach the widest and broadest participation with regards to some of those organic dairies.
The intent of the program, known as ODMAP.
ODMAP was established to help mitigate market volatility and higher input and transportation costs and the unstable feed supply and prices that have created a very unique set of hardships for the organic dairy industry.
More details about ODMAP and the application deadline extension are available at local FSA offices or online at www.fsa.usda.gov or farmers.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th, so call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE, 877-26-BIBLE.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Been away, haven't seen you in a while. How you been? Have you changed your style? And do you think that we've grown up differently? We don't seem the same. It seems you've lost your feel for me. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. I'm going back to a place that's far away. How about you? Have you got a place to stay? And why should I care when I'm just trying to get along? We were friends, and now it's the end of our love song. So let's it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me,
let's leave it alone. Cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, and there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. So let's leave it alone. Cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, and there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. And jukebox, don't start playing that song again. Cause there's a girl at home who loves me, you know she won't understand. Long neck bottle, let go my hand. Hey, borrow a mirror on the wall, go stare at someone else. Don't show the world the fool I am, just keep it to yourself. Long neck bottle, let go my hand. Well, jukebox, don't stop playing that song again. Cause there's a girl at home who loves me, you know she won't understand. Long neck bottle, let go my hand. Just can't learn. Long neck bottle, let go my hand. Have jukebox, don't stop playing that song again. There's a girl at home who loves you, you know she won't understand. Long neck bottle, let go my hand.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Garth Brooks and Long Neck Bottle here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, 36 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, December milk up 1 to 1848, January up 8 to 1834, February up 6 to 1872, March milk up 4 at 1898. Cheese markets Friday were lower. Barrels down 3 to 165. 40-pound blocks down 3 and 3 quarters to 164 and a half. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3 quarter, or down 3 quarters rather, to 254. Nine trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 and a quarter to 136 and 3 quarters. Six trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 and a quarter to 66. And two trades on the day. In the livestock sector today, the trade will be watching the markets from the cash side, and it'll be interesting to see if traders do continue their upward trend in the livestock sector. But remember, we have a shortened holiday week. We'll let simmer all of their ambitions. Friday ended up being another supportive day for the livestock contracts. A few more cash cattle sales were reported as well, that also helping to support the cattle on Friday. But look for a mixed opening today in the livestock sector. December live cattle opens the day at 186.77, February 188.20, April 189.95. January feeder cattle open at 254.30, March at 253.12, and April at 254.35. December hogs open at 81.67. February 85.67, April at 89.82.
Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are slightly lower, soybeans higher. Wheat, though, moving mostly lower, as soybeans do have a bit of short covering in the market after the losses from last week. But wheat continues to move mostly lower. Again, strength in the dollar continuing to pressure the wheat markets. That pressure in wheat also is providing some pressure as well into the corn market this morning. December corn down 1.5 to 424. March down 1.75 to 433.5. May down 1.75 to 440.75. New crop 25 down 1.75 to 434.5. January beans up 4.5 to 988. March up 4.75 to 997. May up 4.5 to 10.25. New crop 25 up 3.5 to 10.12. December soybean meal up 270 to 291.90, and December soybean oil up 34 cents to 42.11. Chicago wheat, December down 8.25 to 536. March down 7.5 to 557.25. Minneapolis wheat, December down 4.5 to 581.5. March down 5 to 596.5. Energy markets this morning: at January crude oil down 6 cents to 71.18. February down 8 cents to 70.69. Meanwhile, December and January gas both down a cent. December 205, January at 2 even. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 371, December 376, January 380, new crop 25, 376. Cash beans 899, December 904, January 909, new crop 25, 919. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 380 and a half, December 383 and a half, January 387 and a quarter, February 390 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash in December corn 390, January 395. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn at 375, cash beans 903, January at 908. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 380, new crop 25, 386, cash beans 898, new crop 25, 918. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 396, April 422, May 424, new crop 25, 398. Cash beans 946, April 971, May 974, new crop 25, 950. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 373, January 379. Cash beans 906, January 915. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 168 to 187, Holstein fed cattle 145 to 171, market cows 95 to 115, bulls 120 to 150, calves 200 to 950, beef steers 175 to 350, Holstein steers 125 to 260. Sheep markets: market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 190 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 135 and down. Goat markets: does 162 and down, bucks 265 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot.
DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It wasn't the books that I didn't read. It wasn't the teachers who tried to teach me. It wasn't that varsity baseball coach who kept on telling them locker room jokes. It was Bobby Ann Mason back in high school. She was way too cute. She was way too cool. How was I gonna get an education sitting right in back of Bobby Ann Mason?
Cowboys and good-hearted women.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
I left Oklahoma driving in a Pontiac, just about to lose my mind. I was going to Arizona, maybe on to California, where the people all live so fine. My baby said I was crazy. My mama called me lazy. I was gonna show them all this time. 'Cause you know I ain't no fooling. I don't need no more schooling. I was born to just walk the line. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it. When I set my watch back to it, living on Tulsa time. I
working on the telephone line, but they don't need me in the movies and nobody sings my songs. Guess I'm just a waste of time. Well, then I got to thinking, man, I'm really sinking, and I really had a flash this time. I had no business leaving, and nobody would be grieving if I went on back to Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, 'cause you know I've been through it. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa. Living on Tulsa time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the NAFB convention in Kansas City. Thank you to our broadcast sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anabas Silo, Animal Wellness Center in Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Osteoplastics, Synergy Health Amplify, or Synergy Co-op Amplify Health, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, and the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. And I am with Kenny Hartman. He is the new president of the National Corn Growers Association, and had a chance to talk with Kenny here during the NAFB convention. Congratulations on becoming president. Must be exciting time for you. Just became president in October, right?
Yes, just became president in October. Really excited about the opportunities and going through the next year. Hopefully we can get some things done in D.C. and around the country.
So what are some of the things you're hoping to get done in D.C.? Obviously, Farm Bill is going to be one of them, but I think in the lame duck, that's pretty much toast.
Well, we hope there's still some opportunities there on a farm bill because, you know, in fact, we've already kicked it down the can down the road 1 year. We don't need to keep kicking it down the road, but we realize that, you know, it's not a lot of time to try to get it done, but it's definitely very important. When you look at, you know, we're running a farm bill from 2018, a lot of things have changed in the economy and inflation and things from 18 to where we're at today. Some of the other things we're working on, we're hoping lame duck. We're looking at trying to get E15. There's a House bill and a Senate bill for E15 year-round. We know that, you know, we're going to have it in eight states, but, you know, eight states is not enough. We need it through all 50 states as far as selling E15 year-round. I mean, ethanol is a great product. Any vehicle with 2001 or newer can put E15 in it. It's a cheaper fuel product, and we definitely think that that needs to be done. You know, some of the other things we're working on, obviously, we need to work on markets. We're trying to, you know, get more, hopefully we're hoping with a new administration, we're hoping to maybe get some trade agreements. I know the past, when Trump was president the last time, he was instrumental in USMCA and getting that done. So we're hoping maybe he can get some other of them done with maybe some Asian countries, India, and some of these type of areas we're working on. And then the other thing that just came up is, you know, right now farmers are there's a lot of farmers that are really hurting because of, you know, $3.50, $4 corn, some of the other commodities are low prices. We're hoping to get some economic assistance for them maybe in lame duck here to help out, you know, bridge that gap till we can get some markets and get some higher prices.
Talking with Kenny Hartman, he's president of the National Corn Growers Association. With some of these farm bill, the economic assistance, that sort of thing, is there the concern though that, you know, how do we pay for all of this? And you know, because every group, whatever, doesn't matter what group it is, agriculture, in town, industry, whatever, are all saying the same thing. But we have serious budget issues.
No, we understand that, but at the same time, I mean, you've basically got to support agriculture, you got to support the farmers in the Midwest, because if we don't, we could have a lot more serious financial problems down the road where they would need more assistance. That's why it's so important to get markets and E15. You know, E15, higher blends of E15. If we also have what they call the Next Generation Fuel Act, which we'd go to 20-25% blend, that would create demand, create markets, raise prices, and it doesn't cost the federal government any money.
Talking with Kenny Hartman this morning. He's the president of the National Corn Growers Association. Obviously, another part of the export side is there a concern about new trade wars?
Well, we definitely understand. I mean, we have concerns. We don't want huge tariffs on some of the products and trade wars. But at the same time, we're hoping that we can have some negotiations where we can actually get some trade agreements that are fair. Basically fair trade. I mean, for an example, right now, you look at what we're doing with ethanol with Brazil. I mean, they bring ethanol into the United States, I believe, at around a 2% tariff. But yet, if we ship ethanol to Brazil, they have an 18% tariff on our product. That's not acceptable. It's got to be a fair practice. So, that's I think, where we're going as far as being, fair markets and good trade agreements.
Is there a concern, though, that if there's tariffs across the board on everybody, doesn't matter who it is, let's say Mexico, there's been the threat of that. Mexico provides a lot of our corn. That may boomerang.
Well, if you look at Mexico right now, we are under the U.S. MCA trade agreement, and as long as they abide by that trade agreement, I mean, we're fairly good shape. They're our largest purchaser of corn, and actually since USMCA started, I mean, they are purchasing more corn. Now, we have had the issue with the GMO ban, especially on the white corn, but at the same time, USTR has taken that. It's challenged that, and we're hoping to get some information here in the end of November, beginning December. We're hoping that goes our way, and then we need to make sure that our administration sticks to that and make sure that that everybody abides by that trade agreement.
And for yourself as president, along with all of these things, are there other things you're hoping to do here over the next year as president?
Well, I've been involved with Corn Growers many years. It's a grassroots organization. I'm really excited about getting to where I am leadership this year, and I just looking forward to meeting different people, having different relationship building across the country. One of the things that I've talked about what we're saying this year is building bridges is my policy. Process of basically building bridges with other commodity organizations, building bridges with other ag organizations, building bridges with for example the oil industry when we're talking about higher blends of ethanol and cleaner burning fuels. So I mean, it's all about building bridges. It's all about working together and trying to get things done as a whole, compromising where we can get things done by working together on similar interests.
And of course, we'll be doing a lot of stuff coming up just down the road here with Commodity Classic, not that far away in Denver.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I know I was fortunate enough a couple years ago to be chairman of that committee and on that committee, and that is just a tremendous, Commodity Classic is just a great event we have. I look at it, it's got to be one of the highest events in the country when it comes to the ag industry. You go there, they got a great trade show. Last year John Deere unveiled a lot of new products. Some of the other companies are looking at unveiling products there. Basically, when you look at the industry people, there's the leadership of a lot of industry. You can walk in and ask somebody about a piece of equipment or ask somebody about a product, and you're talking to the people that help design it, the people that are there from the companies, not just a salesman. So I think that's great. We've got a lot of interesting learning sessions that come about there about some of the new products, new advancements. We basically give out the awards for the corn yield contest, which has been huge over the years. I mean, you guys all know, we got some high yielding corn and that basically pushes to get higher yields every year. So that's where that event is. There's just a lot of things going on there, and I invite anybody that wants to know any more about agriculture and just have a really good time to come to that event, because we feel like that is the highlight of the commodity organizations of the year.
We'll be at Commodity Classic as well, coming up in March in Denver, Colorado as well. From the NAFB Convention, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
Another windy day today is expected. They're forecasted, and a big cold front will move through that will provide some showers, some chances of snow farther to the north, and then much colder weather is expected for the week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, 70% chance of rain, highs 34 to 39, relative humidities at 64 to 69%, northwest winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 30. We'll see 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows 15 to 20, relative humidities at 81 to 86%, northwest winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs 27 to 32, relative humidities at 52 to 57%. West winds at 6 to 11, we'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 30 to 35. Thursday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. Friday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 15 to 20. And for Sunday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25.
Need snacks and treats for Deer Camper Thanksgiving? Visit O'Galley Cheese Factory for homemade squeaky fresh curds, take and bake pizza, locally made beef sticks and brats, plus a variety of craft beers. Call ahead and O'Galley Cheese Factory can have your cheese and sausage trays ready to go before Deer Camp or your Thanksgiving dinner. O'Galley Cheese Factory store is open 7 days a week, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
If you raise a specialty product, a local chef probably wants it. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Learn how your products might fit a particular menu and connect with a chef as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Farmers that raise specialty produce and livestock can benefit from positioning their products well. One good way to do this is to approach chefs within your community. Chef David Guas is the owner of Bayou Bakery Coffee Bar and Eatery in Arlington, Virginia. Much of what he sources for his restaurant comes from farms in Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. He recommends growers study a restaurant's approach, understand what chefs need for their menus, and be respectful.
come in unannounced and then expect time with the chef is sort of a no-no. So maybe bring product in. That's always a winner. You know, chefs get real excited about maybe a little bit of a smorgasbord of some root vegetables or what have you and say, you know, here's my business card. Here, this is on the house. Play around with it. Tell me what you think. I'm at the market every Saturday. I'd love your business. End of story.
Chefs want to foster relationships with growers. Guas is a frequent visitor to his source farms and says chefs also do their homework by studying farm websites, checking seasonal rotation, and learning about farm practices.
I go to different stands, different farms, and then I learn more about the individual. Is this a co-op? Is this private family owned? Is it part of an intern program with a local college? You know, what are